Hi, this is Lisa Stoll. I am one of the teachers on our podcast team for SSC Lighthouse. This month, our podcast is on kindness. At SSC, we teach and practice kindness all year long with our MORE statement. Our MORE statement is that we will be mindful, owners, respectful, encouragers. And we see students showing kindness every day. But this month, our team really wanted to focus on kindness. And we interviewed Mrs. Smart and Mrs. Baker, our school counselors. They're going to talk about how we use the kindness challenges in February for students to really zone in on how they can share kindness at home, at school, and in their community. Then the Lighthouse team wanted to share what their steps and ideas are so that you can learn how to show kindness every day and fill your family, your friends, and your school's buckets every day. I hope you enjoy our podcast.
We are here today to tell you about kindness at SSC, and we are interviewing Mrs. Smart, our school counselor.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
Hi, I'm Olivia.
And I'm Alice.
And I'm Rainbow, the Rainbow Poodle.
We are going to ask you a few questions. Here's the first one.
Today we are starting off with a joke because we want to make you laugh.
What can be served but never eaten?
Be served but never eaten. I think meatball or something. I don't know.
A tennis ball.
Served.
Good one.
What is the Great Kindness Challenge?
The Great Kindness Challenge is a challenge that the students at SSE take on every year. Usually it lands the last week of January, and that's when the kids all get a page of challenges to complete throughout the week. So there will be things on there like smile at five people, open the door for someone. So, and then as the kids complete those challenges, they can check them off their checklist.
How many students participate and how do they get involved?
So all of the students at SSE are asked to participate. Miss Baker, the counselor for pre-K through second, talks with her students about the kindness challenge. And I, as the counselor for third through fifth, talk to my students about the challenge. We ask all of them to participate, and then at the end of the week, they can turn in their Great Kindness Challenge to their teacher and are given a bracelet to wear. I feel like this year, it seemed like about 90% of our students actually participated and received a bracelet.
And I have a riddle for you now. Zachary's parents have three sons, Snap, Crackle, and...
Pop.
No, Zachary.
Oh, Zachary's parents. Okay, I've got to remember that one.
Which of these habits do you feel is most important when we think of kindness?
Habits and kindness. I feel like all of them could really be related. I think the one that pops into my mind the most, though, is probably synergizing. Because when we synergize, that means that we work together. And when you work together, it can be challenging. And so you really have to make sure that you're as kind as you can possibly be and think about everyone's perspective, which also makes me think of think win-win. So there's lots of habits that you really have to think about someone else's perspective and be kind to them and understanding of them.
Can you share a few examples of how you see students being kind here at SSE?
Oh my goodness. I feel so fortunate. I just got goosebumpy even thinking about that question because I feel so fortunate to be at Sycamore because I feel like I see kindness throughout the day, every day in some way with our students. Every morning I stand out back to help greet students coming in, but I'm not the only one that sits there and greets students. There are students greeting students and happy to see each other, which I think is just such an important part of kindness. I see people in the hallway stopping and noticing if somebody has dropped something and helping them out. I could go on and on and on and on, but basically I see kindness a lot. Of course, there are some struggles sometimes, but we can always go back to how we all want to be treated with kindness, and people are reminded and actually do it. So it's pretty wonderful.
Here's another joke. Who shaves 10 times a day but still has a beard?
Shaves 10 times a day but has a beard. I don't know.
A barber.
A barber for their job. That's a good one, my dearies.
Who is the person in your life you think of the most when you hear the word kindness?
You know, I am very fortunate because I choose to surround myself with people who are kind. But I think that probably the person that I learned kindness from is who I go to, and that's my mom. My mom is one of the kindest people I know. She thinks about other people and what's happening in their lives and where they've come from and what's going on to try to understand their perspective so often. And she really taught me that that's showing kindness to other people. And so it has to be her. And she's super kind to me and does a million things for me and my family too.
Okay, now I have a silly question for you. How do you think about hamburgers and mustard?
Hamburgers and mustard. I think it's all right. I mean, if I was going to have something on my burger, it would probably be like, I don't know. I mean, mustard's okay if it's from Whataburger. But if it's from anywhere else, mayo has to be it.
Thank you
guys so much for having me. This has been so much fun. I appreciate you all.
The SSES podcast team is interviewing Mrs. Baker. I, Ellie, Henry, and Ellie are interviewing her today. What are some ways you see pre-K, kinder, first, and second grade show kindness?
Well, there are so many examples here at Sycamore. I have the privilege of seeing acts of kindness daily throughout Sycamore, helping someone out, holding the door, picking up trash, asking how someone's day was, a hug, a smile, a high five, working hard, giving compliments, and the list goes on and on.
How many people in kinder, first, and second participate in the kindness challenge?
Maybe we should have Mrs. Casey tell us about what it, Mrs. Baker, tell us about what is the kindness challenge.
Oh, that's a great idea. So the Great Kindness Challenge is a challenge that is simple, based on a simple belief that kindness is strength. We also believe that it is an action and it is repeated, a habit is formed. With the Great Kindness Challenge checklist in hand, students have the opportunity to repeat act after act, and as long as it's kind. As kindness becomes a habit, peace becomes possible.
What are some examples of kindness you see at SSE?
We kind of answered that, but you want to go back to our question of how many students participate in the kindness challenge?
Yes, how many people in kinder, first, and second grade participate?
Well, there's over 700 students here at Sycamore. There's probably about 400 pre-K through second, and we try to get 100% involved. Our Kids for Character leadership group goes around to each class and presents the challenge. From there, all students are challenged to participate by spreading kindness and doing specific acts of kindness throughout the week.
Yeah, that's great. What is your favorite thing about the kindness challenge?
My favorite thing is just actually seeing people put the kindness into action, right? Not just speak about it, but do it and follow through. And whenever anybody does any kind of act of kindness, it makes yourself feel better, right? And then that's what helps spread. So I get at the end of the day, I see so many smiles and some friendships forming.
Yeah, I love seeing people all be kind at Sycamore.
Yes.
How can you get involved in kindness leadership activity at SSE?
So like before, we have a Kids for Character leadership group. And they kind of head our whole kindness challenge, and they go into each class and they try to get 100% of y'all involved just by presenting what the Great Kindness Challenge is. And they kind of demonstrate an example of what kindness, you know, what kind of acts kindness is, and hopefully y'all jump on board.
Yeah. I also love how you can do leadership jobs like big buddies at a school where you walk in little kids and reading to younger kids. I just love all the leadership jobs.
Right. So yeah, the Kids for Character, big buddies, safety patrol, reading leaders, I believe that's what it's called. Yes, there's plenty of opportunities here at Sycamore to help spread kindness.
Yes. What's your favorite food?
Oh, my favorite food, steak and baked potato.
Is the person in your life you think of the most when you hear the word kindness?
Oh, I loved this question. The very first person that popped into my mind is my grandmother. We called her Meemaw. She was the kindest person I've ever met. There was not a mean, unkind bone in her body. Every situation she led with kindness.
Can you share a few examples of how...
With this one, yeah.
Which of the habits do you feel is most important when we think of kindness?
I would say all the habits initiate kindness. However, the habit that digs a little bit deeper when it comes to kindness, I feel, would be habit number 5, which is seek first to understand and then be understood. Because in order to understand someone, you must lead with a kind heart and open mind.
Yes. I love all those answers, and I love the Great Kindness Challenge.
Okay, thank you for coming here, and I hope you have a great day.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you so much. I love y'all.
Hi, I have 3 members of our Student Lighthouse team, and they're going to tell you what are their top 10 things of how they show kindness at our school or where they might have found kindness at our school. We have with us
Caroline,
Ava,
and Ellie.
Ava, why don't you start? How do you see kindness at Sycamore Springs Elementary School?
Picking up trash at school. Giving people what they need, like food, clothes, and shoes. Saying good morning to friends, teachers, and Mr. Sprayberry. Opening doors and help carrying things.
Lifting people up when they're feeling down. Making teachers feel appreciated every day. And to never litter on our earth. Thank all the staff as you walk by them in the hallway. Recycle trash. Be respectful to teachers, classmates, and family. Encourage people when it is needed. Listen to when being spoken to. And owning your mistakes. And always have integrity, which is doing the right thing when nobody's watching.
I love your top 10 ways that you see kindness at SSC.
Hi, today we also have some top 10 things for kindness that you can do.
You can say thanks to your school staff.
You can make kindness posters.
You can make cards for someone you love.
You can say thank you to your teacher.
You can give a gift to somebody.
You can make a new friend.
You can be an upstander.
You can greet someone.
You can help other people.
You can be more. That stands for mindful owners, respectful encouragers.
Be kind all the time.
Hi, my name is Ellie, and I'm on the podcasting team at Sycamore Springs Lighthouse Team. Here are some great slogans for kindness. Caring for others comes back to you. Kind people are my kind of people. Kindness is the coolest. Spreading kindness is for super people. Be kind all the time. Those are some great slogans. You can make a poster for them or put them on your refrigerator. And remember, always be kind.
Hi, I'm Levi, and I'm interviewing Cade. Cade, I have some kindness questions for you. What does kindness mean to you?
It is to help them anytime and fill their bucket.
How does being kind make you feel? How does it feel when other people are kind to you?
It feels good.
What are some ways you can see people showing kindness around SSC?
Filling people's buckets and helping people up.
Who's the kindest person you know?
Some teachers.
Where do you see kindness most in SSC?
At recess and in class.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Levi, and this is my top 10 list of things that kids can say and do at school or at home. Kindness to animals, and other things. Say 10 kind things every day. Say thank you to the lunch ladies at school. Open the door for some people. Feed birds. And be happy and grateful.
Awesome. That was a great list. Thanks, Levi.
Hi, I'm Harper, and I have some questions for Henry and Ellie about what they think about kindness. Ellie, what does kindness mean to you?
What kindness means to me is that it is really sweet and kind and really that I love to do.
Ellie, how does being kind make you feel? How does it feel when people are kind to you?
Being kind makes me feel passionate, and it reminds me of being super duper nice.
Ellie, what are some ways you see people showing kindness around SSE?
I see people like Hayden. She always has a smile on her face and always is nice.
Henry, who's the kindest person to you?
There's a couple. There's Desmond, Dakota, Harper, and then, yeah. But there's also a lot of others.
Henry, where do you see kindness the most at SSU?
Well, it's kind of everywhere. Mainly, a lot of times at PE, I see people trip and then people help them up, and yeah, pretty much everywhere.
All right, so I've got a question for the both of you. What is the best kindness word? Like nice, friendly. Henry, you go first.
No.
Why don't you give him some suggestions?
Kindness.
Oh, friendly.
Sharing.
Those are some great kindness words.
Oh, I have one more. Respectful.
Best one.
We are going to be sharing some kindness that happens at SSC. What does kindness mean to you?
It means being helpful, being a leader, and being a bucket filler.
How does being kind make you feel, and how does it feel when people are kind to you?
It makes me feel good, and when people be kind to me, it makes me very happy and filled with joy.
What are some ways you see people showing kindness around SSE?
I see other people carrying people's stuff, holding the door open, and saying thank you.
Who is the kindest person you know?
The kindest person I know is my friend Kinsey.
Where do you see kindness at SSC the most?
I see it a lot at the lunchroom where people are being really nice and talking with each other.
Bye! Bye.